It's amazing technology, and the trick to it is really creating a material that can bend light waves. In this case, it's infrared waves, so we can't actually see them. That's next.
Well, let's just see. I think we've got a graphic here that describes how we see things. This, as you can tell, Nicole, I'm way out of my depth here. Refraction and reflection, and tell me about what we're looking at here.
The easiest way to think about these cloaks is if you can imagine how air goes over an airplane wing, so that it's neither being absorbed or reflected back. And if light doesn't reflect, you can't see the object that it's bouncing off. So that's really the secret here. And what makes this particular study really interesting is that they've been able to do it in three dimensions so that you can't see the object when you look at it from different angles. So before, they could do it with light coming in at one angle, but that would mean that if you move to a slightly different view, you could see the object. And, of course, that really wouldn't pass for Harry Potter.
Now, what is this? Is this a discovery? Is this an invention? Is this the advance of existing scientific knowledge? What's happened? Clearly, we don't have an invisibility cloak, but has there been some advance here that we're talking about?
Well, there has been an advance, and I think one of the things that's really interesting about this is that they've managed to do it in using infrared waves. And as I mentioned, the sort of holy grail is being able to do this with visible light waves. And before, they were doing it with microwaves. So we're eventually getting closer and closer to having a really practical technology that we could scale up and be able to, you know, cloak actual objects as opposed to things so small we can't see them in the first place.
Right, so it doesn't matter so much. All right, other than being able to cloak my good friend Ed Henry, who was supposed to be in on this segment, what really are the practical applications of this? If we could succeed in cloaking larger objects, why would you use it?
Well, you could use it for military purposes, for entertainment purposes, but there are some other applications. You could make super fast optics. You could make super powerful antennas. So there's a lot of things we could do with the technology that aren't so Harry Potter-like.
And going back to Harry Potter for a second, we talk about an invisibility cloak. Is this the kind of thing that has consumer application? Would it be generated by a computer in your house, or is this a large lab sort of thing?
Well, right now it's still in the lab, but it really is a physical material. It's made of these crystal structures with air pockets in them. It sort of looks like, if you can imagine, a pile of wood. So it would be a physical object.
And would it still be there? You just couldn't see it. We're not actually getting rid of it.
Exactly.
We just can't see it. Okay.